Malach Chetzim of Eiz. Malach Chetzim of Eiz. Kinoch Napshe de Rav Huna. It's about 15 lines down. So Rav Paskin, like Rabbi Yezer, that we look at Shabbos and Yom Tov as two separate Kedushas. Kinoch Napshe de Rav Huna. Out of Chista. The Mirmi the Rav of Adarav. Rav Chista became Rosh Hashiva afterwards, and he presented a question, seemingly, it seems to be a stira in Rav. Because, Liam or Rav, Allah Kedalz Kain, and Maliba Dribli Ezer, the Mershte Kedushas, saying, the Rav Ali Paskin, let's consider two separate Kedushas, like Dribli Ezer, and these four Tanoim who go like Dribli Ezer, Shita, Vaitmar, Shabbos of Yom Tov, Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. So there's an issue. It's also from one to the other. So, Lachar, that's it's Kedusha Achas, and so it's all one long day. So it was born in that day. It's also. So Amar Rav, no, Hasa Mishum Hachono. It goes on to the issue of the din of Hachana. Tanya. Now, the Tosis brings that the Rebbe Thomas took out the gears of the Tanya, because this was Rabba's personal drasha, it wasn't the Braisa. Tosis himself seems to say that we could keep the gears of the Tanya. V'hoya b'yom ha'shishi v'chinu. It says, on the sixth day you should prepare for Shabbos. Chol mechin the Shabbos, b'chol mechin the Yom Tov, v'en Yom Tov mechin the Shabbos, v'en Shabbos mechin the Yom Tov. So the ladle of the egg is considered an act, not an act of a person's hachana, it's hachana which is memela, but the item has to be mukhan from Shabbos, from before Shabbos, and a day of Kedusha. And the day which you can do that, a day of Kedusha, can't do that. So if it's born on Yom Tov, it can't become Mukhan for Shabbos. Now, how do you see in the Pasuk that's referring to a weekday? So Rashi and Beis says, because Stam Shishi was Chol, so we assume that the Pasuk is referring to the case of Chol. Tosafot here brings up Pshat. The Pasuk is referring to the month, prepare the month, but the month didn't fall on Yom Tov. So here's the month didn't fall on Yom Tov. The Pasuk of Yom Shishi must not be referring to a case of Yom Tov on Erev Shabbos because the month didn't fall. This is how it brings that there is a Medrash which holds that the month did fall on Yom Tov, it only didn't fall on Shabbos. That's shot in the we say in Davening that we're Achtoim Yikol HaYomim V'Kidash Shabbos Yikol HaZamanim. So that Shabbos says you have to say that the Shishi is Mashmal the along the lines of Rashi, it says that the one which is obvious to us what a Shishi is, which is it's always going to be a day of Chol. It's an interesting question whether the one Mechlokes seems to be Mechlokes whether the one fell on Yom Tov or not. Okay. There's a revosh which clears it could be the dinner Shvitas Yom Tov did not take effect in the Midbar, take effect until they came into Eretz Yisrael. It's Kiddush of Shuvas revosh. Okay. Anyway, that's not our topic right now. So Rabbi says it's the dinner of Achonah. The issue here is Achonah. Omele Abayas. Abayas asks on Rabbi. The Rabbi said it's the dinner of Achonah. Al Horet Nan. The Mishnah says, Ketzer Ois. The Chomin say, what do you do? Malicha Barishan. Umach Shekhalov. Mundaitloi Baaloi Mishnah. On Thursday, he takes it out there. He waits till after the air is effective, it's already dark, and brings it back in. The next day, he takes it out on the second day, on Friday afternoon. And he waits till it goes, till after Shabbos starts, becomes dark. and he can eat it if he wants over there. Ubalo, he comes back in. He can't carry it, but he can eat it over there. But Rabbi says, I don't understand. Ha-kamechen mi-yomtiv l'shabbos. There's a problem of hachana from yomtiv to Shabbos. Now we'll see from Rabbi's teretz, the Rabbi's kasha wasn't on the act of schlepping the Erev from his house to the end of the tchum. That's not muchach. While you're doing it, could be you want to eat it then. There's no, that's not the hachana. The hachana is that the hachana, which is parallel to the hachana of an egg, is that there's a kinyan taking place on Yom Tov to define his tchum for Shabbos. And that's a problem, along the, even though that's happening, once it's there, it's happening in Mela. But Yom Tov is what's creating the status for Shabbos. You told me that a Yom Tov can't create status. It can't create a heter on this egg. Can't define something for Shabbos. Someone like Rabba says, back in Misavarta, Sefayom Kan Erev, do you hold that Erev is Chal at the end of the day of Yom Tov? No. Tchilas Hayom Kan Erev. The beginning of the day of Shabbos is when the Erev is Chal. V'Shabbos Mechina La'atzma. So that the Erev should take effect at the moment, the beginning of Shabbos, that Shabbos is preparing for itself, and that's okay. Okay. Further Markasha. We had this piece before. Elamiyata, if you hold that Tchilas Yom Kana Erev, means the Erev doesn't take effect until after the Ben Hashemoshes is totally over, and it's already nighttime. So Ya'arva B'Login, so we had the case before of the Login, the container, which is Tomei, and you had it in its Tevel, which is like Chulin, is not Makabal Tumah from the Login, but it's Tevel, you can't eat it. So he says that after the sun sets, the Afroshish Truma should take place, da 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 da. Right? So the Bryce says before, then that's an area you can't use that for Shabbos for the Erev, because even though then the Kli will be Tor, because it's a Tzavul Yarn, it went to the Mikra ready, it just has to wait till the sun sets. And the Truma, which you're Mofrish, Mafrish, will be Truma Tahara, which is Mutter for Kayan to eat, but that's enough to become a Kusher for an Erev. Probably it only takes effect after the sun sets totally, and the Erev has to take effect earlier. But you're to tell me that the Erev only takes effect after the sun sets totally. So at that moment, it'll become Truma Tahara. At that moment, the Erev will be Chal, and it should be a valid Erev. So my answer is, being in Suda Harir Mibayon Belekha. That's very good that, you know, if you're looking from the prism of Shemayim, they know exactly when that is. And therefore, it's Chal, and everything is good. The problem is, the person down here has to be able to actually eat it. He doesn't know exactly when that moment is. So Misavik, he can't eat it because it might be Tavol. It's not a valid Erev. So Rab has introduced the issue of Hachana by Asakasha from the, and he answered that Tchilas Yom Kana Erev, and he introduced because of that the rule of Suda Haru Mibadja. For the Markasha.
What?
What do you not understand? I went through the steps of the Gemara. He said that Rabbi introduced the din of Achana by a sakasha on that from the case of the Erev, and because of that he introduced the idea of Tchilas Yom Kana Erev. He asked the kasha on that, he introduced because of that the rule of Suda Haruya Mibodja. So we're just going to ask on that rule now. The Horat Nan. Excuse me. The Horat Nan of Liyazah Oymer, Yom Tov Samach L'Shabbos, Ben Melchulah, Ben Melachareha. Ma'arav Adam Shnei Reuven. So Liyazah says you can make two Reuven, one to the east and one to the west. So, if you put it that, for let's say for the first day, for the Mizrach, and the second day to Marv. So when he puts it to Mizrach, he loses his Erev, he loses his Tchum L'Marv. So he has this Erev of 2,000 Amas outside of the city, or 1,999 Amas outside of the city. And it has to be Roy, Mibayoyim, to eat it. Well, he can't walk there, because in the first day, his Tchum is this way, and he lost all of his Tchum that way. So it's not Roy, Mibayoyim, it's not Roy to eat, because he can't get there. Elamai, you say, you don't need Roy, Mibayoyim, since it's going to take effect at nighttime. At nighttime already, this tchum is no longer valid. So he reverts back to his regular tchum, which allows him to walk there. Therefore, that tchum is valid. So you see, you don't need Ruya Mibodya. Some more answers. Habin Sudu Mibodya Mibaleka. More answers. Misavarta, the manach lay b'seif apayim amma. Lakan, you think the case was he put it 2,000 amas this way, 2,000 amas that way. That's not the case. Loi, the monarch loi, b'sof elav amma lakan, b'sof elav amma lakan. When he put it to the mizrach, he put it at the end of 1,000 amas. So when that happens, he gains 2,000 amas this way. He ends up with a total of 3,000 amas. You know, he still retains 1,000 amas in the other direction. He only shifted 1,000 amas. So he loses 1,000 amas on the other side, but he keeps 1,000 amas. And he put the other Erev right there. So it's Roy to reach it. So it's Roy Mibodya. Okay. So fine. So we'll accept Sudar Mibodya. We'll accept that Tchilas Yom is kind of Erev. Rabbi said it didn't have Achona. Elohadam Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda.
He was Mar Baragla with Yom Rishon, which he went and stood there, and that makes his Eruv. So he has to do it again the second time. He can't rely on what he did the first time, because Shtei Kedushas. He's Mar Vapas on the first day, he has to be Mar Vapas on the second day. So, but more says, "Hakamechin miyantiv l'shabbos." So now the case of pass, you already answered. Already, that's what he asked. And we answered that the whole tchilas yom kana erev, and he puts the pass down. He says kliya beforehand, and that's okay. But the case of Mar Baraglov, so the more assume right now that the person to do that, he has to proclaim Shisasi Bimkaimi. And he makes that announcement, he doesn't know exactly what Tchilas Yom is. He has to say that when it's still definitely Bad Yom. So that Amira. What?
He makes the error of what?
In the case he makes the error with the pass. He makes the error with the pass, we already answered. The case is Ma'arik Baraglov. He has to, worse assuming, he has to declare Shvisa Sibim Kaimi. This is where I want to have my Shvisa, here. He has to make that declaration when it's still daytime. So that declaration itself will be an act of Achana. That's clearly just for the purpose of Shabbos. It's Achana Miyantav the Shabbos. So my answer is Amalei Misa Varta the Ozuv Omer Midi the Ozuv B'Shosik B'Yosef. He just goes there and stands there without saying anything. So going without saying anything is not a problem of Achon. So we're going to discuss both elements of this Kiddush. A, that you don't need a Mira. And B, that going without saying anything is not called Achon. That's both points. First, we're going to discuss the lack of a Mira. So he means we're saying that the Shvisa will be effective just by sitting there. He goes there and he sits there. That's it. But he didn't say a word. Gemara says, come on. Look, that seems to go. Chama hold that an item which is hefker has no din shrisa. So just like a person has a tchum, a kelim have tchum, and I can't move a kelim beyond its tchum, which was decided at the beginning of Shabbos, it gets a tchum, and I can't pick that item and take it beyond its tchum. So if I have a ruvit tchumen, doesn't allow me to take this item which doesn't belong to me, doesn't have a ruvit, it's not part of my eruv. So it doesn't have a ruvit tchum. So chum hold, but let's say it was hefker. So beginning of Shabbos, it didn't belong to anybody. So it has no shvi. It has no shvisa. So there's no tchum on it yet. So if I come along and I take the item and I take possession of it, so now it gets my tchum. So it'll go with me as far as I want. Rechav Murray says no. Chefsi hefker kanan shvisa. Hefker also gets shvisa beginning of Shabbos. It gets a malkum. You can't take it beyond that mokum. So we're saying a person sitting there doing nothing is the equivalent of like an item of hefker, which it's no bile, it's just sitting there. And it gets shvisa. The chum hold, it doesn't get shvisa. So the more saying that sitting there and it's not saying anything, the chur should be along the same lines. The more says, no. Feel tamer of one. I can no pligi rebbanan alei de Rabbi Yochim and Nuri ela b'yoshe. So the motzi omer abba b'neir the boy the meimer motzi omer afagab d'li omer command the omer d'ami. Chom hold chetzi hefker are not kind of shvisa. So the Mishnah then takes it and applies that concept to a person who fell asleep in Erev Shabbos along the way. And he wakes up and it's ready after Seis. So he only has Dalet Amos. Because in the moment when Shvisa was supposed to take effect, he was sleeping. It's like he had no Das at all. No Das at all. So it's like a Chepsi Hefker, which have no Tchum. So he's left with no Tchum. Rechav Nuri says that Chepsi Hefker are cut in Shvisa. So he's not the person sleeping, that worse than an inanimate object. But the Chama argue and say that he's not kind of shvisa, the only case where he's sleeping. The case where he's awake and he has intent to what he wants, he just doesn't say it, that's not a problem, that would be kind of shvisa. Okay. So that addresses the question, does shvisa work without saying anything? Moore says it does. But now you're telling me that it's not called problem of Achonah to go without saying anything.
Well, the majority opinion was that someone that is the majority opinion is someone that is asleep does not get a tchum.
Right. Okay. So, Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. Yavishmielei Lamar. If Rabba had heard the following braisa, he would have had a problem. So he says that the case was taking the pass there without saying anything, that's not a chana. The issue of chana was the kinyan, or walking there and just standing there without saying anything is not a problem of a chana, even though he gets a kinyan, but hoda tanya, if a rabbi would have heard the following braisa, he'd have a problem. Lo yahalach adam l'sof sadehu. A person can't go to that out into his field to see what it needs. And Rashi says he's not going to do it on Shabbos. It means he's preparing for after Shabbos by checking out what it needs, so he'll be able to take care of it right away after Shabbos. A person can't go travel to the end of the permitted area. Because they call us the Americans. Yeah, the Americans was not in that city, the bathhouse is in the next city over, so you can go to the end of the tchum. So immediately after Shabbos, you can go take a shot, take a rechitz in the Americas. So Moore says that had Rabba heard this braisa, he would have been chayzer. He wouldn't have said his pshat. Rabbi said that going there is not considered a chana. Standing there is not considered a chana. As long as he didn't say anything. Well, over here the guy walked there. He didn't say where he's going, what he's doing. But you can't go with that intent. So why are you allowed to go and stand there and make a kinyan shmisa with your feet without saying anything? What do you gain? More answers. That's not true. Shomalei v'loy hadarbe. Even though he knew the braisa, he was not chayzer in what he said. How so? When the person goes and stands in the Pesach Medina, ready to go to the Merchaz right away, everybody knows why he's there. We see the Merchaz, we see the person, we know why he's there. It's obvious. Muchachas means it's
the item proves itself.
Right.
Shows itself.
More so, but over here it's not obvious why Itzumer Mirabonin, who the case was a person was a Talmud. So meaning Shemaita Mashachte, he got lost in thought in his sugya, and it brought him out there. The person took a walk. If he was an Amoritz, meaning Chabra Irchasle, that his animal got lost and he went searching for his animal. It's not obvious why he's there. So it's not obvious. He doesn't say anything. That's not a chon. Let's just finish the Mishnah of Rashi. Kufa Amar Rav Yehuda Ir Baraglav Yermishin Mar Baraglav Bisheni. If you did it, Yermishin, you must go Mar Baraglav a second time because it's Shtei Kedushas. Ir Bepas Yermishin Mar Bepas Yermisheni. Okay. Ir Bepas Barishin. If you use pasta the first day, you can use your feet for the second day if you want. That's also will work. However, ir baragla barishin in marba pas b'sheni. If you the first day you do not use pas, you can't go and use pas on the second day. The only thing you can do is be marba. In the case you do not use pas the first day, is ir baragla. If you can't use pas on the second.
Where are you?
I'm in Lama Tesimanov. Shema Arvin, Bepas. You can't be Ma'arav Tchila with Pas. In other words, you can't, the case from Yontav to Shabbos, you can't go and say, listen, Erev Yontav, he was Ma'arav Viragla. Or he wasn't Ma'arav at all. Now for Shabbos he needs an Eruvit Chumah. So he puts down the pass on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That you cannot do. That's considered a Chum already. Because now you're designating this the Erev, and that's not that you can't do. Now, so the more Erev pass be Yom Rishon, Ma'arav pass be Yom Sheni, Amar Shmuel Uba'isa pass. So the only way it's going to work in the case where it works from Rishon to Sheni, that the air works is if you use the same bread, which he doesn't have to say that this is for the purpose of the Erev, because he already said that Erev Yom Tov. But a new loaf of bread, which you have to say this is for the Erev, that itself would be also.
He already said it though.
So the case is using the same bread, he already said it. So Omer Ravashi Dekanami Masnisin. This would fit very well into the words in what the Amishah says. Itani Kesed Oisa Malicha Barishin Umashach Halav Benetlu Ubalo Bisheni Machshach Halav Oichlo Ubalo. So it's clearly talking about that the point is you have to use the same loaf. You need to know that the loaf. You have to hold on to the loaf. So it says, go there, stand there, take it back, and bring it back the second day. We don't need the same loaf. Like, what's the big problem? Just bring in a different loaf. So you see, you need the same loaf. Okay. Versus Rabbanan, that they do not seem to be bothered with this issue of achana.
Gemara answered, Dilma Hosam Eitz Tayva Kamashma. The point of the Mishnah was, if you don't want to spend, use another loaf. You want to save yourself a loaf. You want to make sure that you have a loaf to use. That loaf is still there, so you have to be sharper to make sure that it's still there. So bring it there, wait, bring it back, and send it out again. But Enochanami, if had you lost that loaf and you wanted to use a different loaf, you could use it. They don't have this problem of Achana. So, who's the Rabbanan? Rashi says the Rabbanan is Abaya and Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan. They both challenged Rabbi's din of Achana. They seem to say that this is not this din of Achana. So Mora is saying, according to both of them, they seem to be willing to say that this wouldn't be Achana, this act of using the Erev for Yom Tov to Shabbos. So if that's true, what? Why is the Mishnah saying you need the same pass? Clearly, there is a din of achana from one to the other. So he says, no, that's it's a type of commandment. Rashi. Misa Varta. And Lama Chesim Beis. And then here are lines about a third of the way down. A little more than a third of the way down. Misa Varta Sefer Yom Shal Erev Shabbos Kanan Erev. You thought that Erev takes effect on the end, on Friday, which in this case is Yom Tov, before Shabbos takes effect. Yom Shishi. Now, Yom Tov Mechel Shabbos, then the Kinyan is taking place on Yom Tov for Shabbos, which is not acceptable. So he said, that's really where you hold it. Tchilas Yom is Kanan Erev. So he said, oh, well, Tchilas Yom is Kanan Erev, Yarev who belogin. Logan to Yom Tov Le'el B'Pirkin. Shimi lo min hachav b'shal terva. We filled it up, this love, which is Tul Yom, from a container of tevel. V'omer raise it, Shumas Meiser, the Cheshatech Shach, it'll be Shumas Meiser. So the Baruch Yom, and that works. Because since by the time it takes effect, the kli will be tor. V'omer irva libo, lo'omer klum, but he says to use it for my irva, it doesn't work. Well, now if it's only chal, once Shabbos takes effect, but then it's tor, and it's valid truma, and truma is kosher for Erev, so why shouldn't it work? But what must we're forced to say? Almost soif hayoyim kana Erev, makati tevelu. So you see that the Erev takes effect before this; it's totally the night time, which is still tame. So your truma's meister is going to have to take effect either to take effect early, but then the truma's meister is tame. We're just saying that's not what happens. So then it's tevel. So for sure it's not kosher erev. I was having a kind of erev a kati tevel. I was in Ella Hodatan Rabbi Yezer. So he said you need to haruuya mi ba'odayim b'leka. He said, well, if that's true, in our Mishnah, when you have the Erev in two directions, ha be'inan sura riyam ibadyam b'leka. In Rabbi Yezer's case, of the two different directions of the Erev, you can't reach it. So it's not riyam ibadyam. Mar, what I'm saying, Reuben. So that was the soif apayim lemizuch, mizel the soif apayim lemar. The two Reuben, one was 2,000 amas one way, one was 2,000 amas the other way. V'chikana lo ha'yam rishon lemizuch. Now, in the case where he made it east the first day, so by setting it 2,000 amas to the east, he had a boy, the Mezal Lamar of Ha'ir, he wants to go to the west of the city. Psia Achaz, even one step, when Motzi also, he can't go. He gets 2,000 amas. From the Erev to where the city is 2,000. But not beyond. He can't go beyond. Now, why can he go in the city? If the Erev is 2,000 amas from the city, so he can go to the amas, he reaches the city. That's the end of the conversation. Well, Iramia Motzi Ozel. He can go throughout the whole city. Now, why is that? The Kula Lididei. kimen de lonba kedal ramis damule. So the Morse later on, if that's where he spends the night, that becomes like his Dalai Lamas. The whole area becomes like a Dalai Lamas. And beyond the Tchum, we've said before, he has four Amas. This is a very large four Amas. I would play the Motzi also, but you can't go any further in the other direction. Then the second day, where the Erev has to take effect, that's the Yeroi Mibayyoyim. He has to be able to get it. He can't get to it. Okay.
That seems to bring up a question. Somebody that sleeps from Friday to Shabbat inside a built-up area would at least get the entire built-up area.
Correct. That's correct.
And
well, anything which is walled, he's inside the walls, no matter how large they are, or inside of an Eruv, what we call it, Machitza, right? Surah Sepasach around the city, that's all Kedalat Amos. Can somebody sleep for you?
No. Can somebody be awake for you?
The dinner of ear barak doesn't work with somebody else. Pass, you can, somebody else can take your pass and put it for you and declare for you.
So if a member of the family sleeps during that time period, then others can set them up, so to speak.
If a person's in his bayis, so that's his mokum, that's him, whether he's awake or asleep, I don't think it's a problem. So what he needs to do an act of inkarna shvisa to make a new mokum, and he's asleep. In the case was that he was traveling, he fell asleep, and he wakes up, he has no mokum beyond where he is.
And the people traveling with him can't.
Right, they wouldn't help him. Right.
So Manhattan wouldn't be considered Dalet Amos? Or, you know, Manhattan?
That's a very, very politically charged question.
assuming that, you know, no way you're in Manhattan.
Right, that's not Dalet Amos. If you tell me that the mechitzas in Manhattan are not valid mechitzas, it's not unwelcome. So you have a problem with you have a tum issue. If you hold the walls are considered a mechitzas, so then. Or the sea wall, whatever, is considered a mechitza, so you have mechitza. She says you need room. If you have the two a room in two different directions, and you can't reach on day one, you can't walk to the Erev where it is, the second Erev, because it's in the wrong direction. So you can't reach it. So it's not Roy B'Bodyoy.
So I mean, it turned out that if you don't hold by the Erev, let's say here in Camp Mill, okay, so then.
So Tchum in general, even if it's not enclosed, Tchum doesn't start until you the end of the populated area. But in case where I would make a Tchum, a Ruvi Tchumen, is when I have an issue.
I thought we just said Manhattan.
If I'm in the city, whether there's a wall around it or not, if this is in a populated area, there's no din of tchum yet. Tchum starts after the populated area.
Oh, okay.
If I make a ruvi tchumen out here, and I reach the city, and I say, oh, well, the city is like Dalet Amos. There's no wall around the city, and it's not like Dalet Amos.
Okay. But
so if I reach a city which has no Erev,
okay.
The person gets stranded before Shabbos.
Yeah.
So, beginning of Shabbos, he's out there, and he says, you know what, okay, I'm cutting the street, so now I let's walk. He gets 2,000 Amos. Meanwhile, he reaches an inhabited area. If there's no Erev around that city, he gets to walk to the end of his 2,000 Amos, and that city can't walk any further.
Right.
But if it would be an Erev around that city, he reaches that within 2,000 Amos, he gets the whole city.
Or he gets the whole area within the Erev or the whole city?
The area which is closed, whatever's enclosed.
But, person lives in Manhattan, okay, and we hold that there's no
a person who lives in Manhattan, right, there's no problem, right, so that's
so he can walk all over Manhattan because it's all populated,
correct, right. Okay. So I can walk from here, leaving the issues of the Beltway aside for a second, the chumashes of the Beltway, I can walk from here to Manhattan, to Washington D.C. theoretically, right, because it's all a populated area. We'll deal with assumptions when we get to the Gemaras. Okay, b'sevapayim the sulaslei letzad shekenegd be amrishin klum. He puts it 2,000 amas this way. He loses everything that way. Versus lo the monach le b'sef elif. The mitzurach le mezel le b'rishin le b'sheni el shloisha alofin. Both cases he needed to go 3,000 amas. Menasir ruv b'sef elif lechol tzad. He puts his eruv after 1,000 amas in both directions. Helko. Even though he's at 1,000 amas to the east, he put it after 1,000 amas. He gets 2,000 amas from there, which means he added 1,000 amas. He doesn't lose all of his chum on the other side. Remember, we count the city in the middle, like Dalet Amos. She gets 1,000 Amos to the city. Dalet Amos and 1,000 Amos after the city. Nope. So that he can get to his Erev, which is 1,000 Amos in another direction. Erev pass Berishan, Marev pass Bershen. The Kamim of Farish means Ba'osoi pass, the same bread. But the Marsakasha, you're being Mechen. Welcome Mechen, Kishamar Biraglav Bersheni. Miyantu the Shabbos. If you marry a raglav from Yantu the Shabbos, it's achon. Bishlam arav b'sheni b'pas teratz. That you already answered the tefillah. So you have kind of erev itzchal when Shabbos starts. Erev the pas shtika me'mei lekani. When you do pas with shtika, that works. Because you said this is your. You said to yourself, this is where I want to eat. Ela erev b'raglav. So that the boy the meimer shvi sasi b'mkayim. The morse is assumed. Now you have to say it. Well, motzi lechavin. He doesn't know when exactly Tchilas Hayom is to say that. But by the Meimer Mivod Yom, he has to say it earlier. Vishtachat the Mechen Mamirosu Miyantu the Shabbos. So the Amira this creates this process. That this process is also. So Morris says he doesn't say anything. Morris, well, that's Talmud recommended during the Rabbana. Come on, Mamisho to you. Kamar the Yoshin Kana Shvisa. So person sleeping gets Shvisa. Even though he's like hefker because there's no das there. Which people, nobody gives them over their shvisa because nobody owns them. So he says, the verse says, come only argue in the case of he's sleeping. But Neir gets him, he's awake, they don't argue. Then Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan said to Abaya, you have a shmiel in the mar, the Rabbi. If Rabbi would have heard the following brisa, he'd be in trouble. What did Rabbi say? The Matar Tzvalzu Kolhanach Ptirutzi. He's going through all these questions and giving these answers. The Mishundali Omer Midi Shori. By not saying anything, it's Mutter. Even though he walked there, Mibadyam. But it says not like that. It says, Lo Yahalach B'Shabbos. To his field. Lay the Matzri Chaloy Acher HaShabbos. What it needs after Shabbos. Although you tell Adam B'Shabbos Abiyam Tim Samach L'Chashecha. A Pesach Medina. He can't walk, take a walk till the edge, the end of the area where he's allowed to travel, the Pesach Medina. Kedeli, Scarvely, America, this Mazuman Likonas Kishatashach Miyad. This way he can be the first guy in the Americans. Alma Av that he looked gray, the of it. All he did was walking. Well, Omra mean he didn't say anything, is awesome. But Gabi Irev. If the real problem of Achana by an Erev, so Shtika is not going to help you. So it means Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan's point is that the whole assumption is wrong. There's no din of Achana. Achana of carrying an item, you also agreed is not a problem. The only problem is the act of Kinyan. That happens Mamela, that's not called Achana. So Morris says over there it's no really sometimes lack of Amira is mutter
When is lack of Amira a problem? When it's Mucha Milsa. My bar misadeu. Imloy leida mahitzricha. While you're in the field. Because you want to know what's going on. Rahmona Amar means a chepsicha. You can't, you should withhold on Shabbos from looking into your needs, desires. Chepesach Medina. Avachutz the ear at tchum loy milcha milsa. A person walks to the tchum. I don't know why he's walking to the tchum. The le ruve the tzarech mocher calls. It's not obvious he's doing it for the next day. Mamaski inchi adatayu. People will not necessarily think that. Even Tzimur Rabbanon, who Arminan Shmaitei Meshachtei Shemaharba Vein Daita Lavi walked. He's thinking and he walked and he ended up getting to the end of the tchum. And he's not more. It's Chamrei Yerchuslei. But also the eunuch, he's going to check out where his animal is. Why is that okay? The Philip Shabbos says Mutter La Shiva Mitochat Chum Lebeisa. If he finds it, he can bring it back home on Shabbos. That's Mutter. So he knows that's our midi. The Osulei the Mevad B'Shabbos. Osulei the Zmunei Nafshei Lahu midi. Berachah is something you can't do on Shabbos. You can't prepare for that either by walking to the edge of the Chum. So if you use pasta the first day and then it's no longer available, so you could be marbu ragla b'sheni. So some are credit from Madak and Rashi means Rashi only allow this in a case where you don't have an option of pas. Some disagree that that's not true. So then the question why Rashi said it. She marbu tchila b'pas yontu l'shabbos v'shul malchana the karelei hash to shem erev. When you do it the first time, you must declare that this is an erev, and that you can't do. But if you use the same pas already, you said it beforehand. Deka Nami says the Mishnah is Meduyik. But it's a pas. It's talking about the same pas. The Karla Hashem asks, which you already designated from before. Vahasha Koshos, now you're being quiet. Avolobi Pasacher is the boy of the Mikri Shem Eri of Hashta. But you can't use other bread because you have to declare right now, which is not acceptable. So, because the Mishnah said, you better hold on to that bread. Now, Rabbonin, Abaye, Rabbi Barachonin. They call Mesami Leel Achana de Rabba. They ask him Rabba's the application of Achana over here. So they hold it's not a problem of Achana. So if it's not a problem of Achana, why is the Mishnah say you need the same bread? We offer me a hold the Masnitsin, and they don't conclude from our Mishnah, the Deka Kosei, which goes like Rabba, the Masha, the Pasach, Keres, Loi. I'm Achana, you see, it is Achana. So Armin will call Dilma Masnitsin, it's a type of Kamashima. It's not that it's impossible to do it otherwise. It's mutter to do it otherwise also. But it's a good idea. Why should you lose your bread? You talk about carrots and have to slap different bread. But Lord, let me boil my arba carrots. If you want, you boil my arba carrots. If you want, you can use other bread also. That Berisha doesn't work for Sheni doesn't mean that it means if you don't do anything else, day one doesn't work for day two. But if you want to do something else, you can make a declaration of an Erev on Rishon for Sheni that would work. Okay.